8:15, Galesburg's Morning News. Well, happy Halloween. Trick-or-treat coming up later on this evening, and we're going to talk some safety and hours and stuff. Joining us this morning to talk more about it, Galesburg Police Chief Russ Idle. Chief, good morning. How are you today?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very good. Well, you know, we were talking a little bit off the air, and I kind of wondered, is this a time at Halloween and in general that you have more issues? And you said, fortunately, that's not really the case. People are normally pretty calm, it seems like, on Halloween and not getting into too much mischief.
Yeah, Halloween, as far as a crime day, we don't have any more problems on Halloween than any other day.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. That is a good thing. All right, so trick-or-treating here in the city of Galesburg will be from 5 to 8 p.m. Those are the official hours. Of course, we mentioned also trunk-or-treat going on at Bethel Baptist Church this evening. And also you have the kids will be able to come through to the public safety building. Is that right?
Yes, from 5 to 7, we will be handing out candy to the public safety building.
Okay.
And we have the lobby decorated up nice for the kids, and they should have a good time.
Yeah, so 5 to 8 p.m., 5 to 7 at the public safety building, so you can bring your kids downtown and come through as well. All right, well, let's talk about some tips for safety. I know we were talking a little bit earlier about some of the different things, whether it's costumes, and just, you know, there's just a matter, I guess, mostly common sense when it comes to Halloween and being out there with your kids in this day and age.
Yeah, our biggest message on Halloween mostly is for the drivers.
Yeah.
To simply relax, slow down, and pay attention. We've got young kids out there, and we know they don't always make the best choices. So we need the adults to protect the kids from themselves. Slow down, pay attention, and make sure you're being real careful. That kid could come darting out between two parked cars. So we all just need to really be paying attention and vigilant tonight.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter what neighborhood you're in. If you're downtown or north, south, wherever it's at, you got to really be careful because you don't know where there's going to be a lot of kids out.
Very, very true.
Yeah. Well, and then also the other thing is, you know, I know they stress with the costumes, make sure it's something bright you can see, or you have, you know, safety strips or something out. Well, not everybody does that, so sometimes they are hard to see. And again, reason, just be going slow and taking your time even coming in on any street.
Correct. We usually tell people that have their kids out to have a flashlight or a glow stick or something like that attached to the child. They talk about not wearing masks that affect their field of vision, things like that. There can be safety issues on the side of the people wearing the costumes. But I think the best way to protect the kids really is if the drivers are really being very vigilant this evening.
Yeah. I think in some ways it's a good thing that this has changed. I mean, you know, when I was growing up, we go out and go. I mean, grew up in Oneida, we just all walk around on our own. But now I did this with all my kids that, you know, as parents now, we're kind of, I guess, the helicopter parents, but we're with them. And that's not a bad idea. And it seems like a lot of people doing it, parents are with the kids. You can stand back, let them walk up to the house and do their thing. But it's probably good for parents to be out there, too.
I would always encourage parents to be involved. It's certainly, I think, necessary at the younger ages, maybe not at some of the older ages. But I think it's for each individual parent to decide where that mark is. But yeah, parents are always welcome.
You know, it's interesting. We Galesburg Police Chief Russ Idle joining us here this morning. It was interesting. We saw this. This was from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. The annual average of 3,200 Halloween-related injuries that were treated in emergency rooms each year. Number one related to pumpkin carving. Because people just aren't. And also, the thing is, most of the injuries were adults over the age of 18, too. So we're the, as adults, we're the dumb ones most of the time. But
let me show you how it was done, kid.
Yeah, exactly. See, I used to have a thumb there. I lost that in a pumpkin carving accident. No, but it's just, you got to just be careful. And again, I think the driving is such a big thing. Because like I said, kids sometimes are going to make that mistake. They're going to run out in between the parked cars, wherever it is. And they may be dressed and, you know, I'm the witch dressed in all dark clothing or whatever without being able to see. So it's just, I guess, so much it's common sense.
Yeah, the other thing I'd mention is to make sure the parents are inspecting the candy
right
of the children when they bring it home before they eat it. I would encourage parents to advise their children not to eat the candy until they've looked through it. It's sad that we have to talk about this, but you could have razor blades or any other items stuffed into candy or any sort of a perforated package I would throw away. It's just better safe than sorry.
Yeah, and you know, there's the other thing. We've talked about this, that the homemade items. Yeah, I guess it depends on if you know the person that you're getting that from or not. That's a big difference with that. If it's, you know, if it's wrapped up to whatever, the popcorn ball or something, yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah, if grandma made it, I'd say enjoy.
Right.
If you got it from a house that you don't know, again, it's probably fine, but I would advise people to err on the side of caution and just throw it away.
Yeah, yep, absolutely, absolutely. Galesburg Police Chief Russ Otto joining us here this morning. So, again, the trick-or-treat hours for the city of Galesburg, 5 to 8 p.m., and then Public Safety Building, you'll actually be able to take the kids there to get some candy as well. That'll be from 5 to 7 p.m. Any advice, I guess, for those who don't want the trick-or-treaters? Leave your porch light off, right? I mean, I don't know what else you can do.
Yeah, that's the signal, is the lights. So if you don't want the kids coming up to your door, just turn off your exterior lights and you should have peace.
Doesn't mean you're not going to get somebody, but in general, you should be okay, you would think. Because especially if you're whatever neighborhood and, you know, you're following the group of, you know, the group of kids going through, yeah, they pretty much know you don't go to the ones without the lights on. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Any other tips or anything that we should be looking for here on Halloween and for trick or treat?
No, obviously anyone who's enjoying an alcoholic beverage, I don't drink and drive. Those kind of things are always a message we want to send out there. But otherwise, please be safe and be smart so we can have a safe Halloween.
And also, I would suggest this maybe. If you have your car parked anywhere, lock it and don't leave valuables in it, right? we're still going to keep emphasizing that. More stories on it. You guys get more calls on it still. We talk about it. I don't know what else we can do, Chief.
Yeah.
We're telling them. You're telling them. Leave it locked. Don't leave valuables in there because it. Yeah. And Halloween might not be any different. Might be somebody dressed up in costume trying to open your car door. I don't know. Chief, always appreciate your time and thanks for what you guys do to protect us.
Thank you.